Beloved MTV VJ, music exec, and radio personality Matt Pinfield has spent almost four decades in front of and behind the mic. He signed bands, interviewed Beatles, and had songs written about him. But now, he's having a different conversation. He's talking with friends and supporters across the entertainment industry about their journey and how he's found his voice again, being open about his recovery. This is Sound, Sobriety, and Success.
Welcome to the Slacker 20 Bob's Burgers, because they have a brilliant new album. My name is Red, and I am here today with one of Bob's Burgers' biggest fans. Can we say that about you?
Yeah, I think Bob's Burgers is a very humorous, inappropriate.
Inappropriate?
Yeah, inappropriate.
It's a little inappropriate. But overall, it's a great show. What's one of your favorite storefront when they do the intro?
Synthesizers.
Yes, indeed. My favorite happens to be the one that says, "Looks like we're in for nasty leather."
I think that's one of the top, I don't know, 10. But there's a lot of good ones.
There are always good ones. So we've picked 20 songs, are just our favorites, from the whole Bob's Burgers crew. We've got Louise, we've got Tina.
We've got Jean,
Linda, Bob.
And then we also have another one. What was that? Oh, Hugo. Hugo, it was the episode of Nude Beach.
Yep, yeah, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that.
Inspector.
Let's get started with a song that I cannot get out of my head. Lifting up the skirt of the night. All right, here we go.
Lifting up the skirt of the night.
That's good. Did you know that the human voice is the only pure instrument? That it has notes no other instrument has? That's a quote from Nina Simone. She was a prodigy playing the piano at the age of 3, and while she never achieved her dream of becoming the first black classical pianist, she did become the High Priestess of Soul. I certainly wouldn't mind that title on a business card. Nina was in a class all of her own, and that was a frustrating place to be. She likened her life to piano keys, living in between two worlds, the black and the white world. But her quote-unquote function as an artist prevailed. She wrote in her autobiography that it was to make people feel on a deep level, and it's difficult to describe because it's not something you can analyze. To get near what it's about, you have to play it. And when you've caught it, when you've got the audience hooked, you always know, because it's like electricity hanging in the air.